Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak about PTSD every once in a while on the show, and we are finding that there are more requests for a diagnosis of that or some better understanding because many people feel they or a family member has PTSD. And the movies incorrectly characterize it sometimes as somebody had to have been in battle and, you know, witnessed IEDs and, you know, friends dying for, you know, them to be the only ones who would suffer from flashbacks and nightmares. But many individuals might be suffering from PTSD. And I know some people might say, Dr. Dahlia, if you start talking about this, then everybody's going to say they have it and nobody's going to go to work. I don't look at it that way. Now, being quiet about a condition will actually empower people, hopefully get them to seek treatment, and also maybe allow people to understand what's going on with their partner or relationship, or kids could understand what's going on with their parents, and an employer could understand. And so you keep hearing and you keep seeing these behaviors. Like, for example, they called her the Central Park Karen, the one that called the police on the black gentleman who was asking her to leash her dog because the dog, you know, was loose. You know, was he, you know, affected by a prior dog event and was nervous about being bit by an unleashed dog when there's rules about leashing dogs? She says she was a victim of assault. And so being approached by somebody triggered her. And so, if you know, we have people on all sides kind of having, you know, PTSD symptoms where I don't think society knows how to handle that because it ends up being, well, somebody calls 911 to get the authorities involved. Then they get canceled for calling 911, and it's just a mess. And so, and oftentimes these instances aren't witnessed. So, you know, if the gentleman said, look, all I did was just ask about her dog and I tried to give the dog treats, she thought he was trying to poison her dog. So was PTSD at play? And she has come out and talked about how she's been in hiding now for 3 years since that happened. And she panicked because she had been a victim of assault. So what are the criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder? Okay, now, there's post-traumatic stress disorder criteria for people under 6 years old. And then if you're 6 years old and over, the following apply. So did you have a serious injury, sexual violence, threatened death, exposure to actual death? If you've had any of that exposure, that could qualify. Or if you witnessed it happening. So those people on that Pennsylvania train, I think it was in Philly, just watching somebody get raped and not doing anything, in some of their defense, not that I think there's any defense for that, some of them could have been in shock and froze. Some of us do freeze when we see trauma. But somebody who witnessed something horrible happen to somebody else can also be diagnosed with PTSD. If a family member, such as those of us who have family in Israel and friends who were attacked and massacred by Hamas a month ago, if you had learned of a traumatic event that happened, such as my friend's niece that was who was burned alive on October 7th, these are things that could induce PTSD. If you experience exposure to aversive details, so let's say you'll have first responders. I'll see cops, I'll see first responders, because they have repeated exposure to these things, or police officers, you know, exposed to the details of child abuse. After a while, that just, you know, now, I don't think it includes electronic media and TV and movies, unless, of course, it's work-related. So if you watch horror films, yeah, that wouldn't necessarily apply. We would tell you to stop watching the horror films. But if this is due to your work, yeah, that could be an issue. Do you then have, in terms of other criterion, flashbacks where you feel like the event is happening again, nightmares, prolonged distress from it? You start to get kind of on edge and some physical reactivity. Do you have negative thoughts? Have you changed from being a happy person to a negative person, isolated? You think about it a lot. You look at people differently. Now, honestly, yeah, I, any of us that have been attacked or assaulted, yes, we might be more on guard. And, you know, we might not look at, you know, somebody is always, you know, innocently talking to you if you've been jumped. But, you know, does that affect you going out? Will you not go to work? Will you not, you know, for me, I don't feel like I have it because I'm still very comfortable around people. I can talk to strangers, but some can't, and I understand why they can't. Does that manifest into your behavior starting to be more risky? Are you more aggressive to others? If somebody walks up to you to talk to you about your dog, are you immediately assuming they're about to attack you and you start to go on the defense? Some people with PTSD think they're being attacked, will start defending themselves, and the person was, I was just saying hi. I wasn't meaning to go and, you know, get into your space. So sometimes that could be a sign. The symptoms have to be not, you know, just momentarily. These are symptoms that have had to be persisted for a while. Do they affect your sleep? You know, do they affect your sex life? Have you been having these symptoms at least of over a month? Are you having trouble with your social relationships, work relationships, etc.? So, you know, for those of you listening to this going, you know, I think that's me. I was just diagnosed with depression and anxiety, but it might have started from when I was attacked or robbed or at work. Talk to a medical provider, because we want to get the diagnosis right and we want to get you the right treatment. 1-877-DOCSALLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last week we talked about lung cancer. Still the most common cause of cancer, or the number one cause of cancer deaths in the nation, but we have had some updates in screening and perfect timing, as November is Lung Cancer Awareness and National Smoking Cessation Month. So joining us next is Dr. Luis Armando Godoy, American College of Surgeons and UC Davis Health physician, who is here to join us and talk to us about lung cancer screening. Dr. Godoy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, and, you know, being a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and an assistant professor in the section of general thoracic surgery at UC Davis Health, you have seen the gamut of lung cancer and how extensive it's been and how common it is. Talk to us about what you see.
Yes, you know, that's the most common illness that I see in my clinic is patients who come in with lung cancer. Now, if we take a step back and think about lung cancer in general, you know, every year in the United States, the number of people who die from lung cancer alone is approximately 130,000 people each year. So if you put it into context, you think of a 747 jetliner, it's equivalent to one of those crashing each and every single day. That's like an extraordinary amount of people that are succumbing to this disease, which can be a curable disease if caught early on.
So
that's
true.
Why we're really trying to shift the focus towards early detection and screening with the, you know, incorporation of National Lung Cancer Screening Day and Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
You know, only 6% of eligible patients are routinely screened. And I think many people don't aren't aware that they could qualify for screening. Talk to us about who could be screened for lung cancer.
Yeah, so the guidelines, the American Cancer Society has recently updated their guidelines to more closely align themselves with the U.S. Preventative Task Force services guidelines. But it basically boils down to people that are between the ages of 50 and 80 who either currently smoke or are former smokers. That's the main group of people who should talk to their doctor about lung cancer screening. Yes, there are some calculations. There are other criteria that must be met, and the calculations can be a little tricky, which is why we recommend that you talk to your doctor to see if they can go through those calculations with you to see if you qualify for this test.
Absolutely. And right now, this is tobacco smoke. Even though there's data and we're still studying some of the ramifications of, you know, cannabis and vaping, we're talking about tobacco users in terms of the guidelines and the ACS recommendations.
That's correct. So we know that we don't have the long-term data for a lot of the vaping and the e-cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
We know that those were initially intended to be smoking cessation tools to help people wean off of cigarettes. However, things have transitioned to where now they have more nicotine in them, and we know they're addictive as well. And we know that there are ill effects to the lungs, especially in younger people. We see the effects of, inflammation of the lungs, like lipomification of the lungs due to some of the oils that are inhaled. So we don't know, what we don't have is that long-term data like we do with cigarettes. We don't have the decades-long information to try to pinpoint the illnesses, but I'm sure we're going to be seeing down the road a lot of our young people coming back with lung disease that we just don't know right now what it's going to be.
Absolutely. I mean, the good news is we've been able to limit, childhood smoking is now at an all-time low, but it is transitioning and being taken over by other modalities. So we raise awareness for it all, and we appreciate you, Dr. Godoy. So this isn't just about the lungs. Smoking, linked to stroke, heart attack, DVTs, miscarriages. Talk to us about why it's so important that we need to quit smoking and avoid it.
That's right. Every single one of those other things that you mentioned, right, that's outside of the lungs. So people just associate smoking with damage to the lungs. You know, we know emphysema, we know COPD, we know lung cancer. But the other effects, you know, the risk of stroke, the risk of heart attack, cardiovascular disease is well known. In addition, you know, even if you're going for another minor procedure, you run the risk of increased rates of wound infection and poor healing. So there are many different areas where tobacco smoke can really negatively affect your health. And then on top of that, you know, you also have the secondhand exposure to where your children are inhaling the smoke. And we know the effects of secondhand smoke over the years as well. All of these are reasons why we encourage people to quit smoking. If they, you know, they have difficulties with quitting smoking, we have resources that are available to help them.
Exactly. Talk to us about some of those.
Yeah, so you know, we know it's very difficult. It's not a matter of willpower. We know that nicotine really rewires the patient's physiology. So just like we have specialists that help to treat cancer. We have surgeons who can do surgery. We also have specialists that are specially trained in smoking cessation. These individuals are trained to help manage medication management. They're able to help with social group smoking cessation support, counseling. All of these resources are available, and you know, if anybody wants to seek out these resources, you can talk to your primary care provider to see if they're able to put in a referral for you.
That is wonderful. So, Dr. Godoy, you know, we appreciate all you do. We love that you came on to talk to us about this. Anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, the one thing I always like to tell people is that even if it's not about you, if you have a loved one, if you have a father or a mother or a grandparent, somebody who smokes, whom you are concerned about, please, if they meet some of these criteria, just have them speak to their doctor. Their doctor can go through the criteria to make sure they qualify, because these tests are painless, they're really quick, they're low risk, but they can really save your life or your loved one's life.
Exactly. Dr. Godoy, do you have a website or any information you'd like to share?
Yes, the American College of Surgeons has created a website. So you can go to www.facs.org/lungcancer. And there you'll find tips on smoking cessation and resources for lung cancer screening.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you. You know, and nobody needs to be waiting for a New Year's resolution. And, you know, a big advantage, too, is when the family comes over for Christmas and says, why are you still smoking? You could say, hey, I already started quitting in November. So, it's, you know, if you want to keep the in-laws off your back, this is a great thing to do. So try to get off smoking. Dr. Godoy, can't wait to have you back. Thank you for all you and your team do. We really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you guys notice, I'm trying to get people less depressed about the whole New Year's resolution thing. Because January is, to me, one of the worst months. People are so grumpy. And it's because they're saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to quit smoking this month. I'm going to quit drinking this month. This is when I'm going to start losing weight. Why not start now? And you know the family at Thanksgiving and Christmas time are going to be like, oh, you're still smoking? Now, you're doing it because you want to get away from the table. you want to kind of, you know, give yourself 15 minutes, you know, of a breather. But, you know, it doesn't have to be 100% success rate the first time you start. Right? You know, we know as physicians that it's not easy. We know that when you start this process of dieting or losing weight or repairing relationships, it's not going to be a one and done like they do in movies, because they have to end the movie in an hour and 45 minutes. And so when you go at it knowing I am going to fail and it is going to be a process and it's going to ebb and flow and might be a little bit of a roller coaster, then you have more realistic expectations. And the doctor is not expecting you to be smoke-free after one visit. And there are a lot of free resources that people can use. Quit lines, nicotine replacement therapy. I'm not a big fan of going to vaping. So rethink that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. While Israel's war with Hamas continues to escalate, some are now looking ahead to what happens next in the region after the conflict. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirming the White House's opposition to an Israeli occupation of Gaza. Yesterday, the House of Representatives passed a GOP resolution to censure Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib over comments that were critical of Israel and supportive of Palestinians. Ohio, now the 24th state to legalize recreational marijuana. Adults 21 and over can purchase and possess up to 2.5 ounces and grow cannabis plants in their own homes. In a closely watched race, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected over his Republican challenger, Daniel Cameron. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are becoming more of a weenie nation, I think. People are afraid to say what needs to be said, such as we're really having weight problems. We're really overweight. But if at all you or your physician brings up your weight because of your personal health risks, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, arthritis, you're accused of fat shaming. And so we've been told to be silent. We keep being silenced. Now, I understand that that could be weaponized for the other side, such as Congresswoman Tlaib and her anti-Israel rhetoric. When Hamas massacred, thousands of people, and took hostages, including Americans, well, rather than, you know, condemning that, some of her rhetoric appeared to support it. And that is, to us, that we don't tolerate. We don't tolerate hate speech. And I get that we're still trying to figure out what is free speech. You can't yell fire in a, you know, crowded movie theater. There's limitations on that. But we are trying to silence people when it comes to questioning the COVID vaccine mandate, questioning how useful and how productive and safe these used masks are that people were using during a mandate. And we're silencing people when it comes to weight. And, you know, I told you, when I went to the Sphere experience in Las Vegas, the Sphere is great. I'm glad we have it. It's exquisite. The theater on the inside and the concert hall, fantastic. But, again, they played a movie with political themes. Seems like all entertainment these days have to have some sort of, you know, climate change or woke ideology, or it doesn't get produced. I don't know. Again, the checking of the boxes, although they didn't check all the boxes, they didn't include a lot of individuals when they tried to look inclusive, so not sure if they're going to get criticism for that. I don't care about that. I just care about when I go for entertainment, I really don't want politics in there. But there really seems to be this anti-population message that if we had fewer people, the earth would be better, and we would have less climate change, and things would be just better for everybody. I find that a very dangerous message. It might be accurate in terms of food sources, and, you know, the more population, the more things are going to, you know, the fewer resources, but almost like a, you know, we need to do something about it. And so is all this fat shaming accusations? Are these fat shaming accusations because the country wants people to be sick? Is it that, you know, well, if we shorten lifespan, then we don't have to use Medicare dollars or Social Security dollars? I'm just trying to figure out why, you know, they want doctors silenced. I don't get it. And so if a physician's like, look, we got to do something about your weight. You are, in fact, there's been a lot of discussions that BMIs not only, you know, cause fat shaming, but can be discriminatory towards races. I don't like the BMI because I think there are some individuals that are more like, as we used to call it, big boned, where you have very petite individuals, but then you have people, you know, like me that have size 10 feet. The BMI thing doesn't really work on everybody. So I do not like the BMI where we use that as a metric of, you know, your body mass index of, you know, how healthy you are. But it does give, you know, people ranges and they do get to see a graph and it does help some people. But there's a lot of calls, you know, from multiple communities saying, can we get rid of it? Because it's not really helping us. You also have some communities where they're shorter, you know, and their shortened height could cause their BMI to be higher based on the calculation. A healthy BMI is between 18.5 and 24.9. You're considered overweight if you're 25 to 29.9. If you're over 30, you're obese. If you're over 40, very morbidly obese. Well, researchers in Sweden looked at 1.5 million men from when they were teenagers for nearly 40 years to look at links between their teenage weight and future cancer risk. They found those who were overweight, according to Daily Mail, or obese, meaning a BMI of over 25 when they were 18, were more likely to develop 17 different cancers, including head and neck, brain, thyroid, bladder, liver cancer. Those who had a normal BMI were also up to 49% more likely to develop cancers, head and neck, esophageal, stomach, pancreatic, liver, kidney, melanoma, non-Hodgkin lymphoma. So the researchers think that maybe we need to redefine the quote-unquote normal weight. Now, could it be that it wasn't weight-related, it's just we're all eating like crap, we're exposed to radiation, more than we ever have, and that maybe that's why we have higher risk. But, you know, I think obesity is going to need to be redefined, and I think it's going to need to be spoken about. Now, when I was in medical school, they made us all check our body fat composition. I had pretty low body fat. I had the lowest triglycerides in the class I ran. I was pretty skinny. I think my BMI at the time, though, was still 20. Now, you would think it would be tighter than that, but again, I'm, you know, size 10 feet, you know, and 5'6", and, you know, large hands. I'm a bigger boned person. I'm not very petite. And so even at my skinniest and at my, you know, lowest body fat, gosh, I forget how low it was. I don't think it was 7. I think it was maybe 14. I don't remember. I don't remember. But I remember I was pretty shaped and I scored pretty good compared to my other classmates. I still don't think it was as accurate. So do we have to look at, well, do you have extra rolls? Do we have to ultrasound people and see if they have fat deposited around their liver? Do we need to CAT scan people and see if they have fat, you know, surrounding their organs? To me, obesity is a diagnosis of you having excess fat. Now, excess fat will deposit in the bloodstream, in your organs. And so maybe that might be a better way of looking at things. Rather than telling somebody, well, you can't fit into your jeans, so now we have jeans with expandable waistlines. Okay, I can wear jeans now, and then people forget. Maybe they need to see images of the fat deposited around their organs. And that might then trigger people to be a little bit more concerned. Maybe we also need to talk about how sugar fuels cancer. Now, so many of my friends who have had cancer, they won't touch sugar because they're afraid of it. Now, I don't want people fearing food. We definitely don't want to spawn any eating disorders. But as I said before, we need to sometimes look at things a little differently. We might have to, in order to get off food, look at food, especially junk food, more disgustingly. You know, how many, one of my teachers back in the eighth grade had said she bit into some Reese's cups and there were worms. And ever since then, she couldn't eat Reese's. To this day, I avoid Reese's, even though I don't have to. Reese's are good, but if I do eat one, I immediately check for worms in the peanut butter. I've never had any reason to believe this. This was only a story from my eighth grade teacher. But, now, sometimes those kind of, you know, mind games can work. And maybe we need to have honest conversations about how to avoid foods that aren't good for us. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, have you ever felt like you couldn't say something when people were talking about a movie? Like, oh, that was the best movie ever, and you were like, I kind of think it sucked, but you don't want to say anything? That happened to me with E.T. I don't think E.T. sucked. I don't think it sunk. But it was okay. I mean, I liked parts of it. I remember I had a crush on the older brother. But was it the best movie of all time? No. Well, I like Lord of the Rings a lot. But how many of you have said, Dahlia, I thought Lord of the Rings was boring? Now, I know, I'm probably one of the first to go, oh, no, shut your mouth. Lord of the Rings is not boring. Okay, well, it's not boring to me because in my mind, I'm in the movie, right? In my mind, you know, I am Aragorn's love of his life. So for me, every scene is very pertinent to my life. But some people found Lord of the Rings boring. I thought Forrest Gump was a fantastic movie, but that's rated one of the most boring movies of all time. I don't see that it's that boring, but I get it's long. Avatar. Avatar has been hailed as one of the best movies of all time. It was alright. It was, you know, good. Am I going to see it again? Probably not. And so it's interesting how society will build up, like what they did with Barbie. There was crickets in the theater with Barbie. I mean, I laughed at a couple of the jokes, but people didn't like Barbie, yet they're making it act like it was the best movie of all times. And Margot Robbie's fantastic. Ryan Gosling's fantastic. Oh, you know what movie I'm kind of having a tough time with? The Blade Runners. I thought the first Blade Runner was boring, and I still haven't gotten through the second Blade Runner. It was boring to me. Am I alone? I have never seen all of the Harry Potters. I will, because if I loved Lord of the Rings, I am sure I'm going to love Harry Potter. But I had a lot of problems with the first couple movies because I couldn't understand what they were saying. They spoke too quickly for me. And it was kind of hard to follow. That's just me. And so it's fascinating, the list of biggest hit movies of all times, yet movies that people disliked. Okay, I thought Titanic was a great movie, but some people hated Titanic because they didn't like the ending. It's not a documentary, and you know, it's kind of based on a true story, although Rose, I don't know if she kind of was supposed to be a fictional character representing somebody who had a big blue diamond. But, Titanic, some people didn't think that was all that. E.T. The Wizard of Oz. A lot of people had problems with The Wizard of Oz. They thought that was boring also. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. The very first Star Wars movie. When I first saw it as a kid, I thought it was cool. But I remember not liking it as much as The Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi. But then when they did the new Star Warses, where they went back to the prequels, so the first of those three with the little Anakin kid, I didn't like it that much. I mean, I thought they did a good job, but okay. Lord of the Rings on the list, as I think it should be one of the best movies ever. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, also one of the most commonly watched. Lion King, Godfather. I've had many people tell me they thought Godfather was boring. I thought Godfather was a good movie, but yes, there were parts that were boring. And so there's these headlines of the top movies that people actually found boring or disliked. Yet these were popular movies. The Pirates of the Caribbean. I thought the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie was fantastic, and I am a big Pirates of the Caribbean fan. But in one of the movies, they hang a kid in the opening scene. And I'm like, if this is a kid's franchise, they're kind of missing the mark. And I think they did. They tried to make it more teenage, young adult, and the first Pirates of the Caribbean was absolutely fantastic. And so where am I getting at with this? I think that we are being manipulated, right, by Hollywood. I think that there are some movies out there that are just absolutely fantastic. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, please, you like Deadpool and Ted. Yeah, I do. I loved Deadpool, and I loved Ted and Ted 2. I love Deadpool 2. Deadpool 3 is going to have Hugh Jackman. Those, and you want to know what my favorite movie of all time was? Die Hard. Die Hard, best Christmas movie ever. My husband disagrees. It's not a Christmas movie. If it's Christmas time, I'll watch Elf. You know, I may watch It's a Wonderful Life or It's a Beautiful Life or whatever that one's called, but I have to see Die Hard. You know, I'll sit there with my little, you know, Santa hat. Yeah, ho, ho, ho. So Die Hard, to me, one of my favorite movies of all time. I love Back to the Future. I saw Back to the Future and I had my kids watch it recently and they were like, that was a really good movie. And I'm like, I know. You know, so there are movies from my past I really, really liked. But I think Hollywood needs to make money and they need the hype and they need, then there's, when these movies get promoted, there's a lot of boxes that get checked in terms of PR. Let's get some movie stars saying, oh yeah, we're going to this. You know, show people going to the premiere. Show people's little clips of, hey, I thought this movie was the best thing since sliced bread. And so then you go to the movie going, well, I have to like it because everybody else likes it. You're sitting there going, okay, I'm not liking this too much. And then people make you feel like you're stupid. And, you know, I have a big problem with the way Hollywood's been doing things. Like I told you, that Sphere experience, beautiful Sphere. I love the Sphere. I think it's fantastic that we have concerts there. But they had to do a movie that was political, that made people feel anti-population. They made people feel like crap. And when people were walking out, people were quiet. So some people actually walked out of the movie at the Sphere experience that they showed. The row in front of us walked out. But then as other people were walking out, I was like, look, you know, I really had high hopes. I was excited about this. I love the imagery. But, you know, am I the only one? That story bothered me. And people are turning around going, I agree. People are afraid to say something, and so they feel like it's them. And I almost saw other people feel better that they weren't the only ones that thought part of it sucked, you know? And so, you know, I think we can't let Hollywood be our societal steer, you know? And Hollywood tries to do that, and the more we see crappy movies, which we've seen post-pandemic, you know, once you see some really good films on Netflix, and once you see some really good shows, you start to go, what the heck is going on? I thought Back to the Future was a good movie. I liked it when I was a kid, but I love it more now because it's way better than some of the other crap that we're watching. But we want to be loyal to the franchise. We want to be loyal to our friends. So I'm asking you, which movie was supposed to be the biggest hit that you actually thought really stunk or was boring? 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.